This week's parsha is Parshas Balak, and the parsha focuses on Bilam. And what I saw something that just popped out at me, and I said, "Oh, this must be something that has to do with it." Even though I think it's just maybe connected to, but what I'm referring to is the fact that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, it says, anyone who has in his hand these three things is from the students of Avram, and anything three other things are from the Tamid of Shel Bilam HaRasha. So what are those three things? Ayin Tova V'Ruach Nemucha V'Nefesh Shefala Mitamid of Shel Avram Avinu. One who has a good eye, he has a humble spirit, and also a nefesh shefala, also very similar in terms of ruach nemucha and nefesh shefala. Basically, there's a certain humility. Then if you have that attribute, you're from the students of Avram Avinu. Whereas if you have an evil eye, a negative eye, a ruach gavoha, a nefesh rechava, an expanded nefesh, and a lofty ruach, then you're from the students of the Tamidim of Bilam, HaRasha. And then, so then, what is the difference? Ma bein Tamid of Shel Avram Avinu, the Tamid of Shel Bilam HaRasha. What's the difference between the students? That the students of Avram, Ochlim Balam Hazeb and Ochlim Balam Haba, Shenayim Aval Anchil Oave Yesh, Otzroteim Memalei, Aval Tamid of Shel Bilam HaRasha, Yorshin Gehenna V'yardim the Barashachat. So the Mishnah contrasts the outcome that the students of Avram will end up eating in this world and inheriting the next world, whereas Bilam HaRasha students will inherit the Gehenna and they'll go down to the oblivion. So the fact of the Mishnah, sees the contrast where you would have naturally, I thought, contrasted Moshe and Bilam. The Torah seems to say that Moshe is the greatest Navi of Israel. Bilam is the other side. So I would have thought that you compare Bilam with Moshe. But the Mishnah goes out of its way to actually compare Avram to Bilam. And when I was looking at the parasha, I realized that it kind of popped out. Because when it says that Bilam went finally to go to Balak, it says, Vayakam Bilam Baboker, Vayachavosh et Atono. So he rose in the morning, he saddled his ass, and then he departed with the Moabite dignitaries. Vayichar af Elokim ki holechu. So Hashem was angry at him for doing this. Vayityatzev malach Hashem b'derech l'satan. And then this angel of God came to go after him. V'hu rochev al atano u'shnei naravimo. And he rode on his ass, and two young servants were with him. So when I saw that, I said, oh, wait a second, that sounds so familiar. And then I turned to Bereishis Chav Beis 22. And it says that when Avram went out for the Akedah, that says, Vayashkem Avram Aboker. As opposed to Bilam, who Vayakam, that he got up in the morning, it says that Avram Vayashkem Baboker, Vayachavosh et Chamoro. He saddled his Chamor, which is different than the Ason, subtly, because one's a male, one's a female. Vayikach et Shnein Aravim Ito. And he took the Shnein Arav with him. So there's this, the text is tying the two together. The fact that he takes, so here is the subtlety of the language, but it's saying to us, like, you want to understand who these people are and understand the differences of the mission. Avram was tasked to go and to sacrifice his child, the greatest personal sacrifice a person can make. And so we understand you want to be a student of Avram. Who's Avram? He's one who has a humble spirit and moderate and right and a nefesh shefala, but and we see that in his actions. But Vayashkim, as opposed to Vayakam, is he's getting up, he's getting up super early, as opposed to just getting up in the morning. Vayachavosh et chamaro, as opposed to Asano, that's a whole other story. We'll leave that out for now. And then Vayikach et shnei narav, he takes with him the two narim. As opposed to Ushnei Naravimo, is that he takes them, he has them with him. It doesn't say that he takes them. And so the contrast of this, but you clearly see the parallels that are being created. And I think that from there, Chazal say, this is what's going on here. The difference between an Avram Avinu and a Bilam. It's not about the prophetic. It's about what's the quality of these people? They're clearly tied to God. They're both prophets, and they're both going on a mission, but their missions are so different. And how they go about it and what they're up to is so different that this contrast is created. And so the takeaway, though, is that we should understand who Avram Avinu was and what every Jewish leader really of greatness is, this humility of spirit and their ability to subjugate themselves in front of God's will. And that's really in contrast to Bilam, who at the end of the day, God says, don't do it. And he still goes. He can't help himself. And it's all about his own personal enrichment. And so with that, I think that we obviously all want to strive to be from the Talmidim, from the students of Avraham Avinu, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.